You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, hour number three. It is C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo, built for Tough Studio. 888-808-1019 is the number. I'll wrap up this conversation and kind of move on here with the calls we have on the board. And I would apologize, too, to Tiki and Sean and Tommy if I misheard it wrong. That having been said, it led to a fun conversation, so it's kind of worked itself out. For those on TV across the country on CBS Sports Network, I keep referencing him as C-Mac. For those that don't know, it's Chris McGonigal, who works here full-time as a talk show host, filling in today. Or McGonigal, I mean, yep. However you want to reference him. And you're probably familiar with the name from listening to Boomer and Geo, but now you're getting to see him for 4 hours. I'll just wrap it up with these calls, and we'll kind of move on because it's been a fun topic for sure. Here is John in Washington Township. What's up, John?
Yeah, fellas, I know you want to move on, but
we're good.
C-Mac,
yes.
Your closer son finishes the fourth game of the World Series and wins it for Boston.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm assuming you have Yankee memorabilia all over the place, and it's easy for me to say this because I'm a Met fan. But someone sends you a picture of that final game, that final pitch. Do you put that picture up where your memorabilia is?
Oh, yeah, of course. It would be the most prominent picture I have. It's the World Series. I have no problem flipping the switch once he's in the World Series and the Yankees are no longer there. My one issue is rooting against the Yankees. No matter what uniform he's in, World Series, as long as it's not against the Yankees, I'm in. And if it's him in a Red Sox, arms up, catcher, hugging him while they're the catcher giving him the big hug, lifting him up in the air while they won the World Series, that picture would be prominently.
All right. How about this one?
Yeah.
Because I think this is where he was going.
Mm-hmm.
Game-winning home run, right. Game 7 ALCS.
Yeah.
He's rounding first with an aging Aaron Judge jogging off the field past him with his arms in the air.
Yeah.
Are you hanging that? And that's the front page of the Boston Globe.
I think so.
Of course you are.
I definitely would. Once I'm over it, then I'm over it. In the moment, I'll be rooting for him to have that moment, I guess. But
I guess.
I'm just saying. It's hard to imagine.
I know
okay, because I was joking about my wife's going to give me hell. She knows the state I was in after that fifth inning.
I get it.
Like I practically ripped my shirt off like Hulk Hogan. I couldn't control myself.
And you sound like
I was
young
so
me.
Angry. Yeah,
I was the same way. I used to throw things at the TV.
Yeah.
For certain teams and games. As I've grown up, I'm still into it. I really am. I still love it.
Yeah.
It's come down a couple of notches for sure. Here's Charlie in Staten Island. What's up, Charlie?
Hey, what's up? First of all, can we acknowledge that we finally have a true Yankee fan on the morning show right now?
You can.
What's up, buddy?
What's going on, Charlie? I've made it.
I
snuck behind
I
enemy
you,
lines and right into the morning show as a Yankee fan.
So I texted some diehard. Yeah, I texted some diehard fans that a Yankee absolute haters, and they all said that they would wear their Met shirt underneath their son's jersey. So if it's the Yankees, they would wear the Yankee jersey, but underneath, closer to their heart would be a measure. Yeah.
That's fine.
That's kind of the answer.
And I think that, Charlie, that's probably a very good answer.
Yeah.
It's, like I said, it's a fun, goofy topic, but it does happen, and we see it all the time with players coming up, and you find out they're from different cities, and they're fans of that city, and all of a sudden you're playing for the rival team. It happens. Brian Scotch Plains, you're going to wrap this up. What's up, Brian?
Hey, what's up, guys? I just wanted to put a little twist on this. The guys the other day, I think Sal and BT were talking about how there used to be three baseball teams in New York. And if you lived in New Jersey and baseball decided to put a team in New Jersey and you're a huge Yankee fan, what do you do?
Well, I think you're a Yankee fan.
Yeah, you are. But as a 40-year-old Yankee fan, I have been spoiled more than you could possibly imagine. And I almost want to say that it's not sacrilegious, exciting being a Yankee fan as much as being a fan of a new franchise in your locality.
Well, let me ask you this, Brian. You know, the people to ask this question to would be the fans, like Ranger fans that live in Jersey when the Devils came around in the early 80s.
Right.
You know, you've got, there's obviously Devil fans are up and down New Jersey. There's no question about it, but you're still fighting with Ranger fans in every part of the state because they grew up Ranger fans. So I think that's when you have a new franchise in a city that also has teams in the surrounding area, and that's 100% of the fan base, you might get some crossovers, sure. But I think the diehards remain diehards, and then you have to grow from youth, basically.
Yeah. I was always fascinated by that time period when they left because my grandfather, I always found this
weird.
Like
the Giants, Dodgers.
Yeah, my grandfather was a Dodger fan growing up, and when they left, he transitioned into a Yankee fan, which I always thought was odd. They were playing in so many World Series, it was the enemy.
Yeah.
And when they had no other team, he just and then never went to the Mets when they showed up. He just was a Yankee fan the rest of his life.
But think of the time. Like, if you really think about all you were dealing with were newspapers. If you were lucky enough to have TV, you had like 7 channels.
Right.
You know, you listened to games on the radio or you really went to games.
Yeah.
So if the team leaves, not only leaves, but leaves to California.
I couldn't be further away, yeah.
What else are you going to do?
No.
It's not like you can go buy the DirecTV MLB package or go to MLB. It didn't exist. And I think which is why people were heartbroken, you know, when the Dodgers and the Giants headed out to California. A very difficult scenario, I would think, if you were a baseball fan. And not to mention the fact football wasn't what it is now.
Right.
Popular, but not nearly as popular as now. I would say, I'm too young to know this, as are you, but I would think if you're talking about the 1950s, it was baseball and boxing, I would think, were probably the two prominent sports.
Probably.
Right? I mean, the NBA was nothing.
The NBA was nothing.
Not, you know, to what it is now.
I mean, college football for a time?
In this area,
though? Not in this area, no.
Not in New York, I don't think. I think if you lived in the New York, New Jersey area in the 1950s, two baseball teams take off, I think it was baseball, boxing, football, maybe. Yeah. I know hockey, but hockey was always a niche sport even back then.
Yeah.
I know that's probably what you do. You know, the Mets come around in what, 62?
Yeah, so it's another, when did they leave?
What was it, 57 and 59, right? Yeah. Or 57 and 58? Either way, there was a gap of a couple of years.
No doubt,
where it was a one baseball team. And we talk about that all the time. Like, how cool. It's amazing. We've got 9 pro teams here. You've got, you know, St. John's. You've got Rutgers. You've got Seton Hall in terms of college basketball and some college football, too. But it is a pro town, undeniably. It's got to be neat, though, to do, whether it's doing sports radio or just to be a fan in a city where you've got one baseball team, one football team, and everybody is kind of like together.
100%. 100%. And I know this is going to upset you a little bit, but it feels like that a little bit. The only time it feels like that here is when the Knicks are on a run.
Oh, no, I get it.
That's the only time it feels like that where we're all united. Other than...
It's a 90-10, 95-5 split. I get
so
that.
So that's the only time that you really feel that. With these last couple of years of these Knicks runs, it feels like it unites the city. Other than that, you're right. It's completely split. And it would be fun to everyone be... You know, you're in Boston, you're a Red Sox fan. That's it. Everyone's the same thing.
Like, We've got two very good baseball teams in this town, two that have every chance to go to the World Series this season as ever. And you sit there and think, if I'm Chris McMonagle and I'm doing the show, let's say mid-September, and the Mets win a huge game over the Phillies to take a two-game lead in the NL East. The Yankees complete a sweep of the Blue Jays to take a one or a two-game lead in the AL East. Like, you're going to go do a 4 or 5 hour, and yes, you're going to get it all in.
Yeah.
But you're going to tick off one fan base for an hour or for a half hour because right. you're focused on the one team. In Boston, that's not the issue.
Nope. No, you're right. There's definitely that. And it doesn't matter. You get it all the time. Why are you talking so much this? Even like people, oh, man, you become a Met lover. Like, because, well, they happen to be making a run. What am I supposed to say? So, yeah, it's definitely a splitter for the talk radio host. Absolutely.
The one that's, you mentioned the Nets and the Knicks. So, yeah. If I go back to when the announcement about Brooklyn, and that was in the works, and we thought it was a rumor, and then all of a sudden that becomes reality. And I will tell you, I thought that was a no-brainer of all no-brainers. Yeah. I thought Brooklyn was ready for another pro team. It's been a while with the whole Dodger thing that we were just referencing. Sure. And I really thought that the Net fan base was going to grow rapidly. I'm not saying they do well in attendance, but you don't have diehards in that building. You just don't. It's different. And while being in New Jersey never stood up to New York City, at least you felt like it was yours and your fans. Yeah. It hasn't gone badly. It hasn't gone great, though.
Yeah. No, I could sense that, too, a little bit. Yeah, the new plus, you got to remember, they were, and as you well know, they were really good for a stretch there with Jason Kidd, the New Jersey Nets.
Oh, and New Jersey, Brooklyn, for sure.
And the Brooklyn Nets haven't had, I mean, for that one or two season stretch where they are arguably the biggest failure in professional sports.
I mean, to a certain degree,
I
yes.
I mean, the collection of talent to get what they got out of it is about as minimal as you can have.
Yeah, the problem I have when people say that is if you listen to every expert out there, you know, guys that cover the league, they will all tell you, too, had the pandemic not happened and had the injuries not happened, like, it almost feels like cheated of what it could have been. It wasn't that it didn't work. It's that it didn't work because of this reason or because of that. It wasn't like you got them together and they couldn't play together. You also had, you know, Kevin Durant's toe on the line.
Yeah.
Otherwise, there were moments and there were times it was working.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the pandemic screwed up a lot.
No, I know. But my point being there was if the pandemic doesn't hit or the foot's not on the line and we're talking about a championship or multiple championships, I think we feel a lot different about the fan base and how it caught on in Brooklyn. And they tried. They took their shot, but it ultimately became a disaster.
It blew up in their face.
It blew up in their face.
There's no question.
So now I said my grandfather went from Dodger to Yankee, and maybe that's more plausible than the Giants, because I know Evan talks about this a lot. Giants, it feels like a lot of Giant fans waited for the Mets more than joined the Yankees.
Yeah, my dad grew up a New York Giants fan. He played hooky. I told his mother he was sick, stayed home, watched the Bobby Thompson thing.
Okay.
Caught hell for it later on. So he was a diehard New York Giants fan, loved Willie Mays. When they left, heartbroken, he ultimately became a Mets fan because he was a National League fan.
Right.
And that's how I inherited my fandom. And he just abandoned the Giants.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like more Giant fans did that. The logo's obviously more similar.
Sure.
The Dodger fan might have went, I'm curious about that time period. Can you imagine, though, as we talk about two teams, this was the mecca of the sport. Like, we throw that word around with the NBA and obviously the Garden, but, like, to have those three teams, all of them wildly successful. What was it, a 15-year stretch, something like that, where one of them was in the World Series every single year? I mean, that must have been insane.
Yeah, different time. Yeah. But to the point of changing allegiances, you really had no choice.
No.
Unless you were just going to read a box score every day.
Right.
And also, I don't know the answer to this, too. If I wanted to remain a Giants or a Dodgers fan when they moved out to San Francisco and Los Angeles, I don't think the morning edition of the paper even had the box score in it. I think you had to get the afternoon edition, I'm pretty sure.
Right. There was literally no way
you could
to continue to be a fan of the team.
Not a chance.
Early days of the Mets when they were in the Polo Grounds and then Shea Stadium, those Dodgers-Giants series drew like crazy.
I'm sure they did because there was a chance to still see their team, but that was the only opportunity.
Correct. And the Mets colors are Dodger blue and Giant orange.
Right. For that exact reason. I do know that. But it just, I don't know how you would have stuck with your team. Again, in 2025, Very easy to do that. In 1965, 1960, there's no way you could have done it. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we get CeeLo in here once again. It is C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We're coming right back.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, 25 after 8. It is C-Mac and Jerry, Built Ford Tough Studio, the Boomer and Geo program. The guys will be back on Monday after an extended break, as I've done every day right around this time. Just one pop for this golf tournament that we are holding for a friend of mine with ALS. It's going to be August 18th in Marlboro, New Jersey at Bella Vista Country Club. This is the final day to bid on the Boomer and Geo golf package where you can play along with a friend, play alongside with Boomer and Geo in a foursome. 32auctions.com/boomer-geo-golf. 32auctions.com/boomer-geo-golf. It ends, I think, at 8 o'clock tonight. I'm pretty sure the bidding ends. And then we'll start a new one tomorrow to play alongside with CeeLo and John Jastrzemski. So that should be fun.
If I may.
You may.
Should you lose out on the Boomer and Geo one, not you, but who are the people that are bidding, playing with JJ
is an experience.
Is an experience, yes, and its own form of entertainment. So if you're looking for, you know, a consolation prize, if you don't end up with the Boomer and Geo foursome, give that a shot.
And so that will start tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So I do appreciate all the support. All right, that is the voice of one Chris Lopresti. Chris, take it away.
Brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey, and certainly a night to remember for 24-year-old Cam Schlittler making his Major League debut at Yankee Stadium.
The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Wow. Struck him out.
Boy, he's
fastball at 98. That's strikeout. Boy, that's a lot of strikeouts he's got. What's that, number 7?
And here comes Aaron Boone. This kid is going to get some standing ovation, and he is. Wow. Well, welcome to New York. Cam Schlittler.
Dave Sims and Susan Waldman here on The Fan.
Schlitty.
His first career strikeout.
And you've
was
done a very good job with the name Schlittler this morning, because you were on the list last night for the Cinco de Five-O.
Really?
Yes. You were the first name that they mentioned that would screw it up because you were going to say it so often.
Oh, okay.
All right, they knew you were in.
All right.
So, and I don't think Al was on the list. C-Mac was so far. And this is the afternoon show with Evan and Tiki, with Tommy and Sean. Danielle was first, and then Al was second so far to screw up the name.
Yeah. Schlitt.
Exactly. So there you go.
So Schlittler gets Cam Raleigh in the first inning for his first strikeout, and then his final K of the night, Cam Raleigh in the sixth. He goes 5 1/3, charged with 3 runs, the 7 Ks. He got the win as the Yankees beat the Mariners 9-6.
Obviously, you know, it's been my goal my whole life, so it's really good to go out there and, you know, put the team in a position to win and just kind of live out that dream.
Serious question with the name. So there was a TV show, Bleep Creek.
Yes.
Yes.
How do you promote that show? Did you say it?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Why, though?
Because it's a proper name of the show. Yes, you can.
No, you can't. That wasn't the name of the show, was it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
That's why I'm saying it was the proper name of the show. It was the name of the town. Go ahead, Google it, Al, if you don't believe me. That was the name of the show.
I just walked him into it.
But I said it because it's not... Okay, fine. You're not cursing. It's the name of the show. I'll say it this way. The context of the name of the show wasn't to use it as a profanity.
I know it was
the name of the town.
I'm aware of that. Yeah. The same way... I will move on.
I don't know.
I just don't understand how that's allowed.
I hear you.
I get the context.
I wouldn't say the name of the show right now.
Me neither.
I wouldn't.
All right, fine.
I'm not knocking you.
You guys just dump me saying the name of the show?
Yes.
It's the name of the show, and it's not used as a curse word.
I don't think I ever heard it promoted as. That's why I'm curious. Sorry. God knows what he just said in your ear.
That's a little different.
That's a little different. The name of that show would be different.
Oh, God.
Anyway, continue.
I was like, that wasn't the name of the show. Yes, it was.
All right, can I tell you a fun story then, just real quick, to break the ice about names, whatever? One day I come home, I was still living with my mother, and I come home one day, and she's like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" I'm like, "What's wrong?" She's like, "Why would you order this kind of stuff to the house?" And I'm like, "I don't know what you're talking about." She's like, "Look at the cable bill. You're ordering pornography to the house." I'm like, "Mom, I am not ordering porn to the house. What are you talking about? First of all, it's like 2016. There's a million ways for me to get porn. I'm not ordering porn to the house." She's like, "Yeah, look at the bill. Hot tub time. Hot tub time?" And I'm like, "It's a comedy with John Cusack, Mom. It's hot tub time machine. The bill cut off the time machine part." And it was just hot tub time. And she's like, "You're ordering hot tub time to the house?"
That's funny.
That's pretty good.
All right. Well, back to Schlittler. One start in. He's already got 9 of the 10 hardest or fastest pitches thrown by a Yankee this season. So he was certainly bringing it. On the back end of the game, 5 outs for Luke Weaver, 3 Ks, and a clean ninth inning save for Devin Williams. Offensively, Jazz Chisholm started again with 2 homers and 4 RBIs, and nobody inverted his name, which we know sometimes becomes an issue for people.
They stop mid-Chisholm, which is very difficult to do, I'm told.
Yes,
you love playing this.
I do. Aaron Boone enjoying
it. It's tough to stop mid-Chisholm.
It is.
It feels like...
Once you go Chaz, that's the problem.
With the Chisholm. Yes.
Yeah, you can't stop in the middle.
Absolutely can't stop.
Danielle tried to stop in the middle of mispronouncing Schlittler.
Yeah.
Now she's bleeped.
That's the way that works.
Aaron Boone enjoying this version of Jazz, hitting a bunch of homers, driving in runs in the middle of the order.
Yeah, it's been dynamic. I mean, that's, you know, what we brought him here to do, and he's done it. You know, slow start to the season, then the injury, but it's been excellent. It's been impactful too.
Yanks have won 3 straight following a second 6-game losing streak since mid-June. Tonight, you got All-Star Brian Wu, posed by Marcus Stroman, pregame 6:45 here on The Fan and the free Odyssey app. Now, before the game, the Yankees DFA'd DJ LeMahieu, so his time in the Bronx comes to an end. Boone and company.
I think that's his career. It has to be, right?
Yeah, I think he goes the way of Verdugo, and although Verdugo played a little
play.
Bit, but yeah, Rizzo didn't get another job. I don't think he's going to get a job.
I wouldn't think so either.
No. Very limited.
He can't physically play third base. Right. I don't even know
or second, really.
What that means. Yeah. Like, the Yankees didn't even explain it. Brian Cashman and Boone have yet to explain exactly what he cannot physically play third base means. How could he physically play second base but not be able to physically play third? It's very puzzling.
I'm not entirely sure. You mentioned Cashman. He spoke quite a bit about the need to try and improve the roster between now and the trade deadline. We got our first look at Schlittler last night. Spencer Jones has been killing it since he was promoted to AAA. Another home run yesterday. So Cash was asked if he views any of his prospects as untouchable. Interesting phrasing with his answer to that one.
Some less touchable than others. How about that?
How about that?
You're going to have to just...
Jorge and Deidre.
Or some more touchable than others. Oh, sorry. However it works.
A little uncomfortable.
Wow. That Brian Cashman. Not only is he handsome and one of the best executives ever, he's funny with a line when he needs to be.
There
with that Brian Cashman.
Yeah, funny guy. Mets and Orioles rained out down at Camden Yards. Split doubleheader today. You got David Peterson and Charlie Morton in the opener at 12:05. It's a 5:05 start for game two. Tomoyuki Sugano for Baltimore. The Mets are undecided on a starter for game number two. Both can be heard on Odyssey Mets Radio. Jerry, do you recognize this voice or noise?
Whoa, play that one more time. See, at the end, the ugh sounds like Al, but the rest of it doesn't.
How about this one?
These are all me.
Yeah.
Yes, these are all me.
Those are all him.
I can tell.
What's the end of the clip of that?
The full clip of this one. He was reacting to a play. He was in the middle of his show. Red Sox were playing somebody, I don't know, key game before the All-Star break, and someone butchered a play in the field, and he couldn't get the words out. This laugh here, this evil laugh, I enjoy the full clip on this one.
Oh, I know what to say. Suck it!
I don't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, but the overnight's a little more interesting than you think.
Yes, they are. Speaking of which, of all the mornings for you to be here and not hosting your regular overnight program, you missed a, we'll call it unique call, around 3:30 a.m. I don't know if you caught this one.
No.
Instead fielded by one Daniel McCartan here on The Fan.
Let's go to Bobby, who's calling in from the strip club. Bobby, I'd imagine you have better things to do at a strip club than call The Fan.
No, actually, I had all the girls here. We just watched the highlights. We're in the back room at Sapphire's right now. It's really good stuff. And that's how you know that Yankees baseball is back, because we're back here with three different girls. Ladies, say hello.
Hello.
Hello, let's go, Yankees! And that's when you know that Yankees baseball is back. We're back in the private room. We're watching Yankees baseball.
Not my thing.
What? How did I miss this call?
I don't know.
I'm excited, obviously, to do this show. How the hell did I miss that call?
Wow.
Live from Sapphire?
Sapphire's, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So Bobby quickly transitioned to what I guess he really called about, which was his love for DJ LeMahieu. So they talked about that for a little bit, and just as Danielle was ready to wrap up the call.
She kept him on the line.
Oh, she did. Yeah. He goes, anyway, yeah. So I love DJ. Yeah,
yeah. Candy has a thought.
Right. Yeah. And they did, oh, one of their favorite players. They had some fun with it. The girls, you know, they were good. So our guy Rami, who's in for Fleegs producing the overnight, suggested she ask him if any famous Yankees had been to the establishment as a customer over the years. So the girls weren't going to give anyone up, but Bobby mentioned something kind of intriguing.
What happens here stays here, I will say.
Oh, okay. That's like in Vegas.
I'm not going to break this one, but one of your former hosts is Larry. Famously been by this place.
Okay, Bobby, we'll cut it right there. Thanks for calling. Have fun there, Bobby. Have fun there, girls.
We'll never know, I guess.
We'll
he said very famously.
I'm loaded, okay?
I doubt that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He said very famously. Nothing came down. I don't know any stories about fan hosts at Sapphire. I'm not entirely sure. So that was kind of fun, though. By the way, I didn't realize this, but I guess BT, who I just saw in here with his son on the other side a minute ago, is slowly transforming into Steve Summers here on The Fan.
Whereas Tom Thibodeau went from assistant, longtime assistant.
Mm-hmm.
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 So the Steve Summers... Mm-hmm. Iconic around these parts, to the point where back in the day when producers would use AIM, Instant Messenger, to communicate with like on-site producers and engineers for live broadcasts. Someone who used to work here, I'm not sure who this was, maybe it was Monzo, I'm not entirely sure. They used Steve's mm-hmm as their AIM message sound, and one time had his computer potted up on air for all to hear coming out of a commercial break during a Devils broadcast.
Really the best service out there.
Devils hockey on the Fan.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Continental Airlines Arena. I'm John Hennessy.
Oh, man. Good times.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those were the days.
Where did you come up with that?
I had that stowed away for many years.
Wow.
So when I heard the BT thing, which a listener on Twitter X tipped me off to, and I thought of Steve and the...
Very funny.
Kind of just came to mind. So, wow, I had a lot of cuts, and we flew through it. It's only 8:36, Jerry.
Fair enough.
Can you whistle?
I've got some...
You don't have to force it. We're good.
Did you see Roy McIlroy's new haircut?
Yes.
Did you guys talk about that already?
No. Okay. It looks goofy.
He looks like it was very true. Pee Wee Herman, he put down. I thought Mr. Bean as well.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's sporting a fresh do for the Scottish Open, which is, I haven't even looked at the scores.
You mentioned Mr. Bean
6 hours ago.
I haven't thought of him in a long time.
Yeah.
I actually bought the DVD set of Mr. Bean.
I think I had it as well. It was funny.
Yeah,
it was funny. Mr. Bean.
Yeah.
I mean, kind of goofy, but yeah, it's very funny. That and Bob Ross, those are the two things that I've liked in my life that are kind of embarrassing.
Well, let me ask you something, if I may. Are you gay? Mm-hmm.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. No, of course not.
Never.
But what's wrong with... But wait, why are you embarrassed by Bob Ross?
Well, I'm not embarrassed, but like...
Okay, I was going to say, Bob Ross was the best.
Whenever I tell people I watch, they're like, you seriously watch? I'm like, yeah. And
absolutely.
Right now, every night when I go to bed, that's what I watch.
Oh, still.
It's just so peaceful.
And there is something about it.
I never see the end of a painting. But I get like halfway through.
Yeah, my favorite part about the Bob Ross experience watching him is he'll do something about halfway through. Like, it's amazing. You're like, oh, that mountain, how'd he do that? And then all of a sudden, he'll do something. You're like, you just ruined the whole picture, Bob. Like, you just ruined it. That was I cannot believe you just did that. And then by the end of
it's gorgeous.
It's perfect. And
I know.
Every time you get me. I thought for sure you this was going to be a dud, Bob.
He'll do like a lake scene.
Yeah.
And the lake looks amazing.
Yeah.
And then he starts doing like trees over the lake.
Over the lake.
Like, what happened to the lake?
Yeah, exactly.
By the end, the lake is back.
Of course.
And,
he's amazing.
The brush waggle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Get on the edge. Yeah, yeah.
To dry
yeah.
out the brush.
The trees. So, when you get the Family Guy treatment, you know you've hit it.
You know, it's
that's
funny,
one of my favorite Family Guy
references.
Talk
about we talk about documentaries a lot with Al. It was the Poop Cruise and all the documentaries he likes to watch. The most disappointing documentary in my life was the most recent one. I think it was on Netflix. It was like... it was Bob Ross. Lies, deception, and cheating. And I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Bob Ross. I would have never put them together. And it turned out like, he was kind of duped by this couple.
Yeah.
It was like so boring.
Boring, but because I did watch it too.
Yeah.
I think you ended it feeling really bad for him.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, you felt terrible for him.
I mean,
it just, I don't know, the way they titled it, I thought it was going to be like juicy.
Saying it was clickbait?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't everything today clickbait?
They roped you in.
They roped me in.
Al, you watched that one too?
I did see that
one. Of course you did.
Yeah, I was disappointed in it. I was, well, not that it was disappointing. I don't know.
You wanted him to be the one lying to people?
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was going to like be the turn that Bob was the bad guy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, there's no way.
It ended up just being like, you know.
You would have been happy and satisfied if Bob Ross was a bad guy?
Not happy and satisfied. It would have been more compelling.
More juicy.
I was looking for compelling.
All right.
That's as much as thinking the whole clip with Mr. Rogers that he was a Navy SEAL. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Like
Bob Ross lying, it did not make sense.
Of course, though, he was.
Right, I have that right?
The guy who did the Gong Show was a spy, though. Everyone knows that.
What's
the Gong? The Gong Show guy. He was a spy.
I don't know the Gong Show.
You don't know the Gong Show?
No.
From the 70s.
Yeah. Yeah.
Game show?
You ever saw that movie? Apparently, and George Clooney like says he believes it. Sam Rockwell was the actor in the movie. Like, the guy who did the Gong Show apparently was like a spy and an assassin for for the American government.
Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris.
Captain Kangaroo.
He was a trained killer.
He was a trained killer.
Mr. Rogers.
Right,
really?
And that was the sweater with the tattoos to cover up all the tattoos.
Wow, I did not know that. Oh, man.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I'm sitting here right here. I don't know if he's serious or not.
No,
about the Gong Show thing?
Yes. This is as goofy as that was.
Yeah.
I'm joking that it's real, but there are people. I think that one, the Mr. Rogers, was kind of debunked for the most part. Well, I'm just saying that there are people who believe anything. I'm saying it's more than most believe the Gong Show guy is like legit, like George Clooney honestly believes it, made the movie about it, believes the guy's story. George Clooney.
And that's
guys.
What the movie's about.
Yes, it's about he is gong show by day, assassin by night.
See, that
yes.
would have been a more interesting. They did the Mr. Rogers movie. Right? Yeah. I haven't seen it. Tom Hanks was in. Yeah, they should have done the Captain Kangaroo.
Halfway through, turned it off.
Yeah, see, they should have went the Mike and Chris route. They should have been into that narrative and made him a trained killer.
A trained killer.
Yeah.
Captain All right, Kangaroo. Chris.
But apparently the gong show.
We will see you next time. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Quarter to nine. C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. Built Ford Tough Studio. 888-808-1019 is the number. Nice, lovely shot of outside from CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, it looks ugly. Beautiful out. Yeah.
Ugh. Ugly, ugly, ugly. So a theme this week, we're kind of off the rails anyway today.
Why
so
not?
A theme this week has been Al heading out to Montana next week for vacation for 5 days. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we've discussed kind of what the plan is for him, all these different things he's going to be doing, and how he, I don't know if you're aware of this, but he actually found this travel idea through Grok using artificial intelligence.
I did not know that part of it. I knew he was going to Montana. I was unaware of how he found it.
Yeah, he talked to Grok and put in like all his parameters of what he was looking for, and that's where he wound up with this. And it made me, I was sitting there thinking yesterday driving home, he has no idea what he's walking into. He's never been there before. He's never seen it. He doesn't know if he's going to have a good time, if he's going to have a bad time. And I was wondering for you and for Eddie and for him too, what have you been on a trip that has A, exceeded your expectation, and then B, been on a trip that you feel like you completely wasted your money and it was not a waste of time. I don't want to say that because time off is time off and you get to sleep and all that. It's a little different, but was not nearly as fulfilling or fun or any of what you were expecting.
I definitely have one that was great. I did, me and a couple of buddies, I guess like 12 years ago now, 13 years ago, went to Germany for Oktoberfest and did a couple of other, We went to Prague. We went to Barcelona. We went to Rome. We took like a cruise after the Germany thing. That trip was amazing. I actually saved a woman's life in Nuremberg, Germany.
Really?
Yep.
Well, how'd you do this?
Oh.
Very
nonchalant. I'm finally going to tell the story. I've been kind of teasing it in the overnight. Yeah.
And what Brett hasn't called to ask you more about
no,
it?
No, they have. They have. And when are you going to tell us the damn saving a woman's life in Nuremberg, Germany story? Well, this is the story. Here we go. So I was in Oktoberfest, which is in Munich, got a little too tipsy, and we were supposed to catch a train to Prague that night, missed it, had to take a train to Nuremberg. We were going to take a train the next morning, 6 a.m. from Nuremberg to Prague. Sitting in that train, 6 a.m., desolate. Like, the train is practically empty. We're sitting there. It's an old train. As we're going, we're seeing, like, the door flapping. We're sitting in our own little room. All of a sudden, my buddy goes, huh, is that a woman hanging off the train? I'm like, what? He's like, I think someone's hanging off the train. I peek, and sure enough, there's a woman on the side, like this, as the train's going. We've been going for about, like, 5-6 minutes. She's on the side of the train, hanging on for dear life. Like, she ran to catch the train, must have slipped.
Come on.
I swear. Hanging off the side of the train like this while the train's moving. And I, me and my buddy go. I reach down. I grab
her
by
her
belt.
Hold on. Back it up for a second.
Yep.
His reaction to this is,
I'll never forget it.
Huh. Yes. Is that a woman hanging off the train?
Are you guys still drunk?
Huh. Is that a woman hanging off the train? I'm like, what? I was like, does she need help? And like, I run up to get her. And sure enough, the door's flapping. And she's on the side of the train while the train's going. Feet in the air, everything. I reach down. I pull her in. I grabbed her like by her back belt or whatever. I pulled her in. We lay her down. She's like laying on the floor. We pulled her in, me and my buddy. We pulled her into the train. And she's like laying on the floor. And it's like, it felt like 7 minutes, but it was probably like 30 seconds.
Right.
And she's just like laying there breathing. And then she stands up and she looks at me. And I'll never forget this. She looks at me and she just goes, my shoes. And I look down and she doesn't have her shoes on. She must have kicked her shoes off.
Right.
Trying to catch onto the train. And then she gave me a big hug, gave my buddy a big hug.
And they have two kids.
And no, and then I never saw her again. But who knows? Maybe she has two children, a couple of...
Nobody wrote about this? This
no.
This was a nothing story?
No iPhone video of that?
No. About an hour later, someone from the train came by and said, I heard there was an incident. I'm like, yeah, it's an incident. You had a woman hanging off the train.
Wow.
Yep.
And that was all in what you consider one of the best trips you've ever had.
Well, that kind of was like a cool moment in the trip.
Well, it is a cool moment. But yeah, no. That's not what you went for.
No. I got drunk in Germany. That was fun.
Was she a local or you don't know?
I have no idea. She said, my shoes, gave me a hug, and walked away.
That is impressive.
Yep.
How old was she, would you say?
Probably mid-30s.
Well, she had to have been young and strong to at least be able to hang on for that
long. Yeah, I don't know how long she was hanging on necessarily. We were going for a while.
Well, long enough for your friend to be like, that looks weird.
Yeah, he was like, because we couldn't tell from, we were like in the, like our own little compartment, had its own little door, like, you know, the kids, was the second Harry Potter reference, but like that little roomed off, like where we're sitting, there's like a separate door to then the hallway. So like you had to look through two different doors, catch it just by the right angle. And I guess he was like, I think someone, I mean, he might not even said a woman. He's like, I think someone's off the train. And then we got up and ran over, and sure enough, she was sideways.
Wow.
Hanging on to the train.
Were you ever concerned you might fall?
No. It was right there. And I had my buddy holding on, and I reached over. No, it wasn't that. I don't think I was ever in danger.
I don't mean to be a jerk. What would you have done in that spot?
While he was telling a story in my head, I'm like, go find the train conductor. Tell them to stop the train.
Go find a camera crew.
There's no news.
Where's the Bradley Beach
Germany?
News? Yeah. No, but yeah, so that was a high point.
You've
of the
held on to that story for 12 years.
On the radio? I don't think I told it yet. No. I've teased it a whole bunch. I'm surprised I told it.
That's kind of like that. Impressive.
Yeah. So that's 100% true. Me and my buddy Christian Svoboda, we both helped this woman back on the train, hanging off of it.
Is he in
Nuremberg, Germany?
Was he the nonchalant one?
Yes, he was the nonchalant one.
He doesn't get any credit. Sorry.
No, I came running.
Wow.
But yeah, so that was a great trip. I also had the most uncomfortable moment of my life on that trip as well, because while in Germany trying to put on lederhosen, I'm a big fella.
Why put it on what?
Lederhosen.
What's that?
The clothing.
Pantyhose.
The clothing that the
you
festival.
Put pantyhose on?
Well, yeah. That's, I don't know if I would call it pantyhose, but you don't know what lederhosen, so it's kind of like.
No, right, I don't.
That's the pantyhosen thing.
You don't
Why?
Know what lederhosen are? It's like the German look with like the felt
so
kind of.
So in Germany, be as the Germans?
Of course. Okay. Wait a second. So I gotta wear a Red Sox uniform when my son plays, but if I go to Germany, I'm not gonna do as the Germans do.
Is your son the Chancellor of Germany?
It's Oktoberfest. You get into it.
Okay. So continue with your pantyhose story.
I went to a store to get a pair of lederhosen, and there was this very aggressive woman trying to squeeze me into lederhosen. And the hands were everywhere, Jerry. And it was the most awkward moment of my life, standing in the middle of the store, not in some back room, back wind, just right. Yeah, look, these might look good. I'm like, these are the biggest they got. Trying to put the fat kid in it. And then she's stuffing me in there. I was like, this was as awkward a moment as I've ever had in my life.
Wow. And that was all the best trip you've ever had.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stories from that trip. I also have...
Well, it's a guy's trip to Germany. Yeah. I would think you did.
I have the Golden Globe, the Golden Girl Strip Club, too. That was one of the funner moments I've ever had in Frankfurt, Germany.
Are these meaning older ladies?
Yeah. I swear. We're walking... If you've ever been there, they have like hype guys outside the club trying to pull you in.
Yeah.
So we're like walking the streets. We're like, let's have one more beer. We went into this club. There was a nice old woman sitting outside. Everything else was like a very aggressive young man. Oh, come inside. It's the best place, blah, blah. So we walked through and there was like a nice older lady sitting there. And she was like, we're going in just for a beer. We're not even interested in anything other than that, just to end the night.
Did you know what type of bar it was?
No. I mean, I knew there were probably women in there. They're all, but we go into the bar and all of a sudden, women just like her start coming, walking out from the back and sit down next to us and ask us to buy them drinks. And they're in like... lingerie and fur coats, and they're like in their 60s. I was like, what is this?
How long did you stay?
I don't know, 3-4 hours. That's right. And then it was like we had a couple of beers and then we left. But it was hysterical.
That's interesting.
So yeah, I got a bunch of stories from that trip. Yeah, that was a great one.
You have a bad one?
A bad trip?
Yeah. Because like I said, he has no idea what he's walking into Monday.
Yeah.
Or Sunday? When are you going? Sunday? Monday?
Monday. But I know I'm not saving someone hanging off a train. Damn sure.
That we do know.
Listen, the Disney trips, because we do Disney almost every year. This year we're not going to go do it. But me, the wife, and the kids, we drive down to Disney pretty much every year. We've done it 3 years in a row.
Yeah, you did one earlier this summer that mesmerized me.
Yeah.
That you not only got off 95, but you got off 95 and had to drive an hour or two to a relative's house. Correct?
Yes, in Myrtle Beach. We stopped in Myrtle Beach.
To then get back in the car the next day or 2 days later to not only drive to Florida, but you went to South Florida.
Correct. Yeah, we went to Naples.
Don't live in South Jersey. You live in Long Island. I don't know where you live.
Yeah, no, I live in upstate New York.
Upstate New York.
Yeah.
So
a lot of driving.
That's got to be what, 20 hours? 21
easy.
Hours?
Yeah, easy. Combined, yeah. Easy.
What do you go for?
And we've done
2 weeks?
4 times. Yeah, a little bit more than like 10 days.
10 days? Yeah. I was going to say, that's way too much
so
driving.
Those trips are amazing, but the thing is, it's not a vacation. It's a lot of
work.
You're
running
and then you
with
come
your
home and I'm exhausted. Yeah. And I just got back from driving 24 or 5
on top
hours.
Of it.
So, yeah.
You would need to buffer 3 days.
As great as they are, you come back feeling like I need a vacation from the vacation. But no, I can't think of a trip where I was really like amped up, super excited, and then felt like it fell flat.
The only one for me, and they're weather-related.
Yeah.
House down the Jersey Shore. God, it's got to be 15 years ago, and it rained almost every day. Complete waste of time and money.
Mm-hmm.
And to no one's fault other than the weather. And one time going to Florida, when we got there on Saturday, the weather was great Saturday night. The weather was great Sunday. And then a monsoon hovered over the state to where I think after Monday and Tuesday of just nothing, we wound up driving away from the storm up to Jacksonville. Just to get a couple of days at the beach where it was beautiful and sunny. That was like the dividing line.
Right.
But it was a lot of driving just to find sunshine. And it's like you spend a lot of money and you ended up with like 3 good days out of 7.
Yeah, that's
tough. Now, that's not going to be the case. You should get good weather, I would think, next week. I would be surprised if you didn't.
I would think so, yeah.
So, but I wish you well. That is for sure.
Yeah, good luck.
More looking forward to the trip or the warm-up show with Peter Schwartz tomorrow.
It's a rough exit.
Are you staying at like a resort though, or just a nice hotel?
Hotel,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes they have. I've been told they have like really nice all inclusive resorts in Montana.
Yeah, I just this morning saw an article about how Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce were at this exclusive Montana resort.
Yeah, I've heard things that they're really, but they're like Travis Kelce and
right.
Not that I'm sure Al's doing very well, but I'm just saying.
This is a nice little boutique hotel.
Yeah.
Similar, like, to the Hugo over here.
Which sounds lovely, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds terrible. I thought it was a nicer hotel.
Well, it's in Bozeman. So, yeah, I stayed in it at the end of my wolf safari trip.
The Wolf Safari.
I mean, just let that sit there for a second.
Yeah.
God, so funny.
Like, actual wolf?
We are all so different.
Yes.
Like, you went and did you ride with wolves or look for wolves?
We looked for them.
Oh, okay.
And yeah,
and walked amongst the bison.
Yeah, I went to Yellowstone in the winter. Nice. This past winter. It was beautiful.
Sounds relaxing.
Yeah. I can be
but
into
to
that.
Each his own.
Absolutely.
Whatever you like. When we come back, we'll reset the program. Coming up on 9 o'clock, it is C-Mac. Look, there you go. That's Eddie's video.
Wow.
That's how close he was to
that's
thing.
Awesome.
It is neat. He's also
that
lucky
is
it
really
didn't
cool.
go eat him.
I mean, no, well, we were...
That's your video, right?
What's that?
That's your video.
Yeah, that we were in the van situation.
The van situation. The van. Understood. All right, we'll come right back. C-Mac and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.